Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid knows today his Chiefs can start 6-0. Here comes pressure again. Screen pass. Left it goes to Charles. He's got room in the block. 50-yard line, 45. Angling to the boundary in Oakland territory. Looking left. Pressure. He just floats it over the middle. The pass is intercepted at the 30-yard line. Play in center field. Quentin Demps. Draw play. Charles, it's at the 5. Dragging two riders into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. Pryor's going to keep it. This time he goes down. Down he goes. Derek Johnson. And now Pryor's going to be sacked again. Catapano got it. Pryor's in trouble. Being chased. He's going to be hit and obliterated. Back at the 24-yard line. Pass to the near side. Picked off. And it's picked off the near sideline. Up the sideline, it's Abdullah. Hussein Abdullah. 10. 5. Touchdown. Lock it down.
Guys, this is amazing. 137.5, the new world record holder. Kansas City Chiefs fans, the loudest stadium in the NFL.
The Chiefs kingdom is back. Arrowhead Stadium is back. And the MVP of the game, this crowd.
That's what we're talking about. 6-0, baby.
How about those Chiefs? I'll tell you what, hey, you enjoy every one of these, right? Enjoy every one.
We family, man, at the end of the day, man. Yep. Family overrule everything, man. We play together as a team. That's why we 6-0. Don't ever forget that, baby. Yeah. Chiefs on 3. 1, 2, 3. Chiefs!
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. If you love defense, you love this year's Kansas City Chiefs, and you'll love this show. The Chiefs have established themselves as one of the top defenses in the league and rank at the top or near the top of every defensive category. So why not think defense on the show? Under the helmet, we'll go with the quarterback of this defense, free safety Kendrick Lewis. And another part of the great Chiefs defense has actually been the special teams, with coverage on punts and kickoffs creating field position. In our Coach's Corner segment, we'll sit down and talk with special teams coordinator Dave Tobe. And later in the show, we'll check in with a guy who was well ahead of his time and part of the defense in the late 70s and early 80s. Safety Gary Barbaro had 39 interceptions and 3 Pro Bowl appearances. And you'll see why he was a shoo-in to be this year's inductee into the Chiefs Hall of Fame. But just like a catcher has the entire game in front of him in baseball, that's the way it is for safety Kendrick Lewis. He makes sure his mates get it right. Let's go under the helmet with number 23. Kansas City, 6-0.
We just take it one day at a time, one game at a time. It's always about us, how we prepare, how we go out and attack the opposing team.
Left side throw is broken up. Outstanding play by Kendrick Lewis.
That's what it's about at the end of the day. You know, you don't worry about who this guy got and what this guy got. Our scheme will take care of that. We know what we can do and what we do best, and we go out and execute. We've been here for quite some time now, some guys longer than me, but you know, these new guys stepping in, you know, they're not just in there just to be in there. They're in there competing and riding along and making this defense better just as we are.
Slant, near side, it is going to be intercepted. Marcus Cooper, right now the valedictorian of the Magnificent Seven.
Cooper don't say much, first of all. Cooper just go out there and plays ball what he loves to do. And the plays that he's been making, man, are unbelievable.
What a moment for a kid who has come out of nowhere for these Chiefs.
It speaks volumes that, you know, as a defense, we're playing together, you know. 11-man defense, no laggers, you know. We're all playing with one common goal, and that's to get victories at the end of the day. As the quarterback of the defense, I'm a guy who lines guys up, who switches the coverage in and out when formations can be a little funky. Sometimes I have an eye that, you know, I can catch it along with the help of DBs, Eric Berry, Sean Smith, who does a good job. We have a lot of moving parts in the secondary, so that's how I go about my job.
And this crowd noise just sends chills down your spine.
At one point in time, I really couldn't hear my teammates talk next to me, you know. It was just unbelievable. You know, you hear about it all week as the game get closer and closer about how the Chiefs fans were going to break the record, how everybody was pulling for it, you know, like, let's go, let's get it, let's break this record. And to see it happen before our eyes, man, it was just unbelievable, man. You know, it shows that, you know, we definitely have an extra defender out down the field playing with us. It showed against Oakland. It affected those guys with the false starts, with the delay of games. Those guys couldn't get their communication down for nothing, and you know that speaks volumes. That'll help us in the long run. We was just like pumped. We was like, we knew we'd do it. When we were on defense and we go out on the field, we were like, all right, this record is about to be broken this next series. Somebody about to make a play and make this stadium go crazy. That's how we were talking on the sideline. But in a sense, we were the ones that, you know, trying to make it happen to where we're gonna make a play to make this stadium just go bananas. They're riding with us, you know. On the road, they're with us. We see a red. Sometimes we see more red than we see any color. We love the support they've been showing us throughout the season. It speaks volumes. I'm telling you that, you know, our defense feeds off our fans. We're going to get everybody's best shot. You know, 6-0, you can't deny that. You know, every team is going to be gunning for us. We got a bullseye on our chest. Our mindset is to do what we do best and take it one day at a time and let the chips fall where they may.
You got to experience it for yourself. It's one of those things that, you know, you can say, you know, this Dave Matthews concert's awesome. You need to check it out. And you can listen to it on the radio and it's fine. But unless you run into Arrowhead, that's when you get the full scope of the fans, the passion. Our fans, they live it all year round. I can't go out to my mailbox without somebody just like,
go Chiefs.
And that's awesome. It's like a college football environment. And so unless you've played here before wearing a red or white jersey, then you don't know that.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Kansas City Chiefs. By Truman Medical Center, TMC and the Chiefs partners for a healthy community. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. And by the Chiefs Tailgate Party, presented by Bud Light. Get your tickets today at primesport.com/Chiefs. Don't go away, because when we come back, we'll check in with the highly regarded Chiefs Special Teams Coordinator Dave Tobe, and our KCChiefs.com reporter Rachel Sanchi will take you through the key storylines getting you ready for the kickoff against the Texans.
Monday edition of the program, yet another Victory Monday. 24-7 win over the Raiders. Right now, this looks like a dominant defense. It's clear now through six games, the Chiefs' ability to turn the other team over is not a fluke. They're not going to be a team that anybody wants to play come postseason time.
The Chiefs are 6-0 for the first time since 2003, and Arrowhead is once again the loudest stadium in the world. Coming into town this week are the struggling Houston Texans, a team that many picked to handily win the AFC South, and now find themselves in third place. But in the NFL, nothing is more dangerous than a desperate opponent, and the Chiefs will be ready for another tough game on Sunday. Here are the three main focus points for this week's game. First, capitalizing on turnovers. The Chiefs' defense has terrorized opponents all year, boasting a league-leading 18 takeaways. Meanwhile, the Texans rank 31st in turnover differential at minus 12, and are the first team in NFL history to have pick six interceptions in five consecutive games. Second, the Texans quarterback situation. Last week, Houston's quarterback Matt Schaub, who has struggled this season, throwing 9 interceptions through 6 games, left the game late in the third quarter with an ankle injury. Schaub's backup, TJ Yates, didn't perform much better, throwing an interception that was returned for a touchdown soon after. If the Chiefs' D continues to be as suffocating as it has been, it could be another long day for whoever is under center for the Texans on Sunday. Finally, finding a rhythm on offense. The Chiefs gained just 216 yards in Week 6 against the Raiders, the fewest by winning team in the NFL this season. While the offense was able to get in sync for a few drives on Sunday, Alex Smith admitted after the game that there's room for improvement. It doesn't get any easier for the Chiefs in Week 7. the Texans' defense is probably their lone bright spot on the season, allowing the fewest yards per game in the NFL at 252.8.
Middle 54. Let's go. Stay on your
feet. Ah, it's a toe, baby.
Let's go. Let's take it to the house. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Good punt angles to the right side. Taken at the 12 by McCluster. Gets one block, now a two. He comes to the near side at the 20. Burst across the 25. Cuts it back right across the 35. Center of the field at midfield. One man is chasing him. McCluster up the right hash. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Dave, overall, your group, how much has hit matured in this 6 weeks?
Immensely. No, the good thing is that they've worked so hard and they've seen success, you know, and that just breeds more success. They bought in during training camp, but it's really, really snowballing right now. So they work at it. They come up and they meet on their own and they watch extra tape together as a group. And that's the thing that really makes me excited about the group that I have.
One of the most overlooked stats on this team, I think, is the fact that the offense has number one field position in the NFL. The defense has number one field position in the NFL. It's basically a 15-yard flip every time. What about that statistic and what it means and what your guys have done to create that stat?
That's what we are evaluated on. You know, that's the way I look at it on special teams. It's field. We're trying to create field position for the offense, create field position for the defense, and right now it's happening for us. And we just need to keep it rolling.
And what about getting explosive plays? Dexter McCluster's punt return against the Giants is one. The Muff punting against Tennessee is another one. But it's like you are looking, or these guys, you're starting to create what you had in Chicago, where these guys are looking to make explosive game-changing plays.
Yeah, that's something that we talk about all the time. You know, we don't just want to win the battle. We want to dominate. I mean, that's something that we talk about. And, we have a big play tape every week that we look at. We look at all the big plays throughout the league. I always like to say, you know, if we can get as many of our clips on that tape as possible, you know, and I think 1 week we had like 7 clips on there. So, I mean, it was during the preseason, but still, you know, that kind of kicked us off, you know, kind of they started understanding exactly what we were trying to look for there, and it's carrying over into the season.
When we return, we'll take a look back at the career of one of the most dominant yet underrated defensive backs in Chiefs history. You won't want to miss it. Welcome back, everyone, to Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. To get your name on the Chiefs Ring of Honor and to be put into the Hall of Fame is no easy task. To join the likes of Len Dawson and Bobby Bell and Willie Lanier and Otis Taylor means you had a remarkable career. And one of the more underrated careers in Chiefs history is Gary Barbaro, a man who didn't hardly play high school football. He became one of the NFL's best, 39 interceptions in 7 seasons, 3 Pro Bowl selections. And he brought a little Cajun flavor to the Chiefs and to the Chiefs Hall of Fame.
A friend of mine was coaching at East Jefferson High School, and he called me up and says, we've got a kid here that hasn't played any football before. And he said he's played in the band, and he talked his mom into coming out his senior year, and he says he's pretty reckless with his body. He's got fairly good speed. You want to come take a look at him? I said, yeah, I'll look at him. So we ended up bringing him down to Nichols State.
I remember tugging on my sister and saying, he's going to make it big. He can make it into the, you know, into the NFL. And she said, you really think so? I said, oh, absolutely. Guy that was that big, could run that fast, there was a place for him in the NFL.
When Gary went into the NFL, I was never surprised at any of his achievements or success. When the pro scouts would come through his senior year, they just couldn't believe how good he was.
Gary was one of the first Chiefs players that I really got to know well. He was with the team in the early 80s when I was a ball boy at training camp.
It was early on that I actually became one of the senior players on defense just because of the fact that there was a new regime that came in, and a lot of the former Super Bowl players were no longer on the team. In short order, I became one of the veterans, the older veterans on the defense, that even though I was in my, you know, mid-20s.
Gary Barbaro was one of the leaders, not only with his performance on the field, but he was a guy that everyone in the locker room looked toward for setting the examples off the field as well.
He kept that defense together. But more than that, I mean, we had a really good relationship with one another. Guys spent time around each other. We would go out to dinner together. We just kind of hang out together. But within that secondary and then within the team, Gary, I think, was considered one of the leaders of our team. Every guy on the team had a great deal of respect for him.
He had 10 interceptions in one season. He is the fourth all-time leader in interceptions in the club's history, which just shows you what a great player he was.
He was a fierce competitor.
They just don't have many like that anymore. Guys like Gary now are playing linebacker.
He had a high football IQ and a lot of natural instincts.
Smart and tough. Just two words.
He was physically tough. He was mentally tough.
If you were coming on his side or across the middle, look for Gary Barbaro because he was going to stick you.
He was where he had to be all the time. And when he got there, the opponents knew he was there.
Tommy Kramer drops straight back, looking the end zone. He throws the right side. It's batted away, incomplete. Barbaro and Whitney Paul were there to knock it away.
He could read and anticipate the throw and had the ability to break at the right spot.
Back then, Seattle had a fantastic running fake game.
The interception he made, I mean, I saw it live.
It was actually a dive play. Jim Zorn didn't throw it up quite high enough, and I was able to step up and take it. And the next thing I know, I'm running down the field, people chasing me.
Gary intercepts a pass in the end zone. I think it returned it 106 yards for a touchdown. And Howard Cosell, I'll never forget, and the youngster from Nickel State.
It was like the goal line was backing away from him. And it was cool that it was on the cold side. And, you know, when you get to the end, you know, the adrenaline, and obviously, you know, you're excited about it, and you know, you score a touchdown, it's a big thing. And then you don't realize that when you finally stop, I mean, my lungs were just burning from that cold air. And then I had to go back and play defense because now we scored and they kicked the extra point. Now we're ready to go back on the field again.
It has been said that one of the more prolific defensive backfields in the history of the organization was when Daron Cherry and Albert Lewis and Lloyd Burris and Kevin Ross were here. And I don't dispute that at all because I played with those guys. But those guys, I would think, would say to a man that they were the players they were because they were mentored by Gary Barbaro and Gary Green. And then Gary Green and Gary Barbaro would say they were mentored by Emmett Thomas.
And these were all pro players. And they kind of took us under their wing. They taught us what it meant to be a defensive back for this organization. There was a legacy here that you knew from day one that if you made this team, you were part of that.
It seemed as though Gary took Daron under his wing. And when Gary left, it just seemed to get turned over to Daron, and then he picked it up from there and went on from there. So that level of leadership in that position continued on.
We had a legacy of good defensive backs, some great defensive backs, Johnny Robinson, Emmett Thomas. I was fortunate to play with Emmett at the end of his career, and he gave us a lot of insight and, you know, told us what to expect and, you know, how to approach the game. We just, for some reason, it seemed like we always had some good secondaries. Gary Green, outstanding cornerback, I don't think got the recognition that he deserved, was an outstanding cornerback during my tenure there. So a lot of the success that I had was directly attributed to those guys that I was playing around.
Thank you for joining us on this week's show. The Chiefs get ready to entertain a talented Houston Texans team, a roster that looks like it's full of Hall of Famers and Pro Bowlers, guys like J.J. Watt and Andre Johnson and Ed Reed and Arian Foster and Shane Leckler, the punter, moving from the Raiders to the Texans. So the Chiefs will have to be on the top of their game, but the Texans will also face the most complimentary team this year in the NFL, where offense, defense, special teams, and the fourth phase, the crowd, all work together hand-in-hand at Arrowhead. Next week, the final game of a three-game homestand will be the Cleveland Browns coming to Kansas City. And our entire 65 TPT crew will get you ready for the Brownies right here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Kansas City Chiefs. By Truman Medical Center, TMC and the Chiefs partners for a healthy community. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. And by the Chiefs Tailgate Party, presented by Bud Light. Get your tickets today at primesport.com/Chiefs.
Trap.